Harper Audio presents Orphan Number 8, a novel by Kim Van Alkemade, performed by Ginny Auer and Andy Arndt.
To the memory of my grandfather Victor Berger, the ever-efficient boy of the home. Chapter 1. From her bed of bundled newspapers under the kitchen table, Rachel Rabinowitz watched her mother's bare feet shuffled to the sink. She heard water filling the kettle, then saw her mother's heels lift as she stretched up to drop a nickel in the gas meter. There was the sizzle of a struck match, the hiss of the burner, the whoosh of catching flame. As her mother passed the table, Rachel reached out to catch the hem of her nightdress.
"Awake already, little monkey?"
Visha peered down, her dark hair hanging in loose curls. Rachel nodded, open eyes eager.
"You'll stay put until the boarders leave for work, yes? You know it makes me nervous when there's too many people crowding in the kitchen."
Rachel stuck out her bottom lip. Visha tensed, still afraid of sparking one of her daughter's tantrums, even though months had gone by since the last one. Then Rachel smiled.
"Yes, Mama, I will."
Visha let out her breath.
"That's a good girl."
She stood and knocked on the front room door, two sharp raps.
After hearing the boarders' muffled voices assure her they were awake, she crossed the kitchen and let herself out of the apartment. Going down the tenement's hallway to use the toilet, she allowed herself to think their trouble with Rachel was really over.
It had started with the colic, but she couldn't blame the baby for that, though Harry seemed to. For months, it wailed at all hours of the night. Only if she held it in her arms and paced the kitchen did the cries settle into sobs.